It doesn't take much reading in the book of Revelation to see that numbers are sometimes being used with symbolic meaning, especially the number 7. The whole content of the book of Revelation is built around 7 letters, 7 seals, 7 bowls, 7 trumpets. I'd like to look this morning with you at some of the other 7s in the book of Revelation. And first of all, ask the question, why 7? You probably, with the number 7, contemplate God's work of creation. And what do we see in the 7 days of creation? The work of God that brought all creation to perfect completion. And so in the book of Revelation, I believe 7 is conveying that idea. So turn with me your attention, first of all, to 7 pictures of Jesus in the book of Revelation. These are brief references to those pictures, and please stand up and we'll read them together. Antiphonally. I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the 7 golden lampstands,
one like the Son of Man.
And behold, a lamb, as though it had been slain, and he offered incense with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar,
which ascended before God.
And he is coming down out of heaven
with a little book holding in his hand.
And behold, on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man.
And in his hand was a sharp sickle.
And he who sat on the white horse is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war.
He was clothed in a robe dipped in blood.
Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
So the office and work of Jesus brings the church to perfect completion. Stanza 1 of Hymn 391.
Blessed are the sons of God, they are bought with Christ's own blood. They are ransomed from the grave, life eternal they shall have. With them numbered may we be, here and in eternity.
Intimately connected then with that work and office of Christ are the 7 blessings that come through it together. I mean, responsively. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy.
And do those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them.
Behold, I am coming as a thief.
Blessed is he who watches garments, lest he walk naked and see his shame.
Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Brethren who have the testimony of Jesus, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection.
Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be
Behold, I am coming quickly.
Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of his Lord.
Blessed are those who do his commandments,
that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city.
Stanza 2. And that blessing of Christ wants to lead us to the crown of life, the seven references to that, responsively. Be faithful unto death.
And I will give you the crown of life.
Behold, I come quickly. How fast, hold fast what you have.
That no one may take your crown.
Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord."
Behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him.
And he went out conquering and
conquered. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet.
And on her head a crown of 12 stars.
And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man,
having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle.
I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war.
His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns.
So that office and work of Jesus brings, through his blessing, the perfect, complete work of God of giving his crown of life to you, the church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Stanza 3.
Life's all-